A wave of government harassment in Iran sparks Christian concern. Believers bring hope to the slum dogs of India, and Spare Change helps Bethany find homes for older kids. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iranian Christians have seen a wave of trouble coming from the government over the past few weeks. Last month, authorities arrested 27 believers at a home church, seven of whom are still being detained. Glenn Penner, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says,
"It does seem to be some pattern of deliberateness to this. Why, again, we can only speculate. But we observe that this is taking place."
He adds hope has drawn attention to believers.
Young people in particular are desperate to know more about Jesus Christ, and the churches are growing. So Iranian religious leaders, we know, are very concerned about this, and it's sending a message of that concern. At the same time, we're not really receiving any reports that this is having any sort of detrimental effect on the spread of the gospel.
Is it likely that the harassment will increase?
One never knows where Iran is going to go. And it is a country that is unstable. We need to be praying that God will continue to be at work in this country.
Next, 9/11 is a day everyone will remember as a day the United States was attacked by terrorists. Founder and president of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, says it significantly affected him as a Christian.
It shows me again and again that we have a problem on this planet called sin, that people are being raised to kill and hate and plan to kill others. And as a Christian, it's a heightened my responsibility to tell people about Jesus.
Some Christians are afraid or uninformed on how to share their faith with Muslims. That's why Crescent Project is holding Oasis 2009, October 22nd, a conference to teach you
how to build friendships, how to build bridges, how to communicate effectively, how to give somebody the Bible, to help Christians communicate in a way that's biblical and that is practical in communicating with their Muslim neighbor and friend.
Type Mission Network News in the special code box when you register, and you'll get a special resource for your Muslim outreach. The Early Bird Special ends September 15th. You're listening to Mission Network News. Much like the characters of Salim and Jamal from the movie Slumdog Millionaire, Worldwide Christian Schools is helping kids who live in India's slums. Gypsy Meadow says they're partnering with three schools not only to help with education, but also help the children survive in their harsh environment.
And the schools are their lifeline. The schools provide lunches for them, which is often their only meal that day. They are teaching them to read and to write, which their parents do not know how to do. So these are first-generation learners.
Worldwide Christian Schools has several ways to help these schools in the next year.
We really want to give them the facilities that they need and then some type of enterprise that helps to pay those basic expenses for the operations of the school.
They'll also provide opportunities for people around the world to sponsor one of these kids. Meadows says,
if they can get to that school, then they're safe, they're fed, and then they also are introduced to Jesus.
Visit our website to start helping. Meanwhile, Michigan listeners may have heard about a campaign combining adoption and spare change. Named Spare the Change, Bethany Christian Services partnered with a local television station and a local bank to raise money and awareness for the adoption of older teens. Spare the Change wraps up Saturday. While not overtly evangelistic, this can open doors for the gospel. Bethany Christian Services is a Christ-centered ministry looking to connect forever families. And a hero from Minnesota went the distance to raise money for HIV/AIDS. Christian Reform World Relief Committee reports that Mark Plumer gathered over $30,000 for CRWRC's AIDS program and placed second at the charity triathlon. In the past year, he made personal appearances at schools and churches to speak about AIDS awareness. He encouraged young people to join in with his fundraising program. You can join the race, too, by donating online. Find a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we're created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD by calling 1-800-995-4828. Supplies are limited, or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.